This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden are in Nashville their final debate before Election Day. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Their first debate was the most chaotic in memory.
The question
Supreme Court Justice, the radical
question,
left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen?
Full of interruptions and flashes of anger. American University professor Jason Malika wonders if it will look different tonight in Nashville.
Will they actually speak on issues as opposed to yelling each other?
As he trails in the national polls, Trump advisors are urging the president to be less aggressive and put Biden in the spotlight, hoping the frontrunner cuts into his own lead. While final debates often play an outsized role in election outcomes, this is different. More than 42 million people have already voted, and there are far fewer undecided voters left than at this point 4 years ago. Washington.
U.S. officials say there has been an onslaught of activity from Russian state-sponsored hacking groups in recent days. AP's Mike Rossio reports.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Agency have released an advisory warning that Russian hackers have targeted networks in dozens of state and local governments in the United States in recent days. The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group, variously known in the cybersecurity community as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned at a news conference Wednesday night that Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. Army says it carried out a drone strike against al-Qaeda leaders in northwest Syria near the border, killing 14 jihadists. The Syrian rights said the victims included five foreigners and six commanders. This is VOA News. China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms deal. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S. and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat, a new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. Detailed what form retaliation may take.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. The parent company of British Airways has cut its fourth quarter passenger forecast to just 30% of last year's level, as government restrictions imposed to control a new wave of coronavirus infections reduces demand for flights. AP Zaria Shackley has more.
International Airlines Group made the announcement as it posted a third quarter operating loss of $1.5 billion, compared with a profit of $1.7 billion in the same period last year. The company said it reduced the fourth quarter passenger forecast because of additional restrictions, including an increase in local lockdowns and travelers from an increasing number of countries. Zaria Shackley, London.
Europe's reported coronavirus cases more than doubled in 10 days, crossing 200,000 daily infections for the first time on Thursday. Many southern European countries are reporting their highest single-day cases this week. Europe reported 100,000 daily cases on October 12th. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug to treat the coronavirus, remdesivir. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Remdesivir had been approved for emergency use in the spring. President Trump pushed for months for fast final approval.
Especially with things at work.
Remdesivir is made by Gilead, and study leader Dr. Arun Sanyal says it's an antiviral drug given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization.
And it is designed to slow down or stop the virus from multiplying. So once the virus cannot multiply anymore, then the virus load goes down and the body's normal healing systems can take over.
A large study found remdesivir cut recovery time by 5 days on average. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more news, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.